I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A troubling new trend emerges in Iran. Heart for Iran's Jennifer Shamoun says
Iranian officials reported about 4,600 children were living in poverty and collecting garbage on the street of Tehran to sell.
Shamoun leads a new Heart for Iran initiative reaching families with the hope of Christ.
When there isn't strong family, these people are not being protected and they are being abused in different ways. Child trafficking, it's one of the biggest problems. Sometimes that happens even by their own family. They cannot afford. They have 4, 5, 6, 7 kids and they know they don't have any future. So they sell them.
Pray the Lord will move mightily through this program and help parents see the value that God places on every life. And in Kenya, an estimated 8 million widows comprise nearly 15% of the population. This forgotten and overlooked population faces many challenges and social stigma. They didn't even show up on the census until 2019. But thanks to Kenya Hope, widows in rural Kenya are rewriting their future.
Some of our widows used to have day jobs in Kibera, which is the largest slum in Nairobi. And now they don't even do that anymore because the funds they are making from the skills that we have taught them are completely supporting their families and then some.
Kenya Hope co-founder Joy Mueller says their Widow's Mite program operates through the local church.
They help us identify who the true widows are and the most needy widows. Our program is really holistic. We try to hit all the points of these women's lives.
Sponsorship covers the operating cost of this two-year program. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.